Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Here's the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat comes, here's the beat, a short shot, come on.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old, and what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school, and I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me on a regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, no stuff was my secular, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park, but she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be, cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeking when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground. Original, pure, untap with her down sister. So I tell you, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Here's the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A confidence, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. You act, yo, we gotta be the short shot.
Now, periodically, I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting sick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weave, in goes the braids, beads, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence, about my people she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me in a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the west coast, and that was cool, cause around the same time I went away to school, and I'm a man dub expanded, so why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA, and she did study, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was up the path, so she got into R&B and power space and jazz. Now black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't talking, she was with the boys in the hood, cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun. Not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Just a beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Until the beat comes, gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Check it on, check it.
I might have failed to mention that the chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he altered her native. So the if she got an image and a gimmick, but she can make money, and she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials, she's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressin' hippie, and on some dumb shit when she comes to the city. Talking about popping rocks, serving rocks, and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts to get drunk, telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk. Stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her, not just to say I did it, but I'm committed.
Girl,
but so many niggas hit it that she's just not the same, letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas slamming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back, hoping that the shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Mainframe, yo, they gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2 consensus is gold to drop. Ha 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 ha.
Welcome once again to Aleem Bae's show. What we're going to try to do tonight is go into real hip-hop versus shit-hop, of course, called rap. In other words, You already heard the 20 songs played over and over again daily on your radio station. So we're not going to play those. What we're going to do is play some current underground hip-hop that you, I'm pretty sure you will like, that you might not be too familiar with. But before we can get into that, we want to give the show's dedicated to Brother Troy Davis, a brother who's basically no evidence for anything in which that they claim he have done, but yet they still plan on going to execute him. So we definitely want to give some shout out to that. We understand this is the same thing in which that was being done with OJ, and being that, I guess you could say Facebook is CIA ran, they want to gauge and see how upset the Negro population would be. And I don't mean Negro in the sense of just, you know, in that connotation, but I'm talking about black people, i.e. Moors, whatever the case is. They want to see how upset we can get or be to see if it can create a race war, civil war in this country, and which that would bring the final collapse to the economic or the economy, you know, because remember, this is what they plan on doing. They plan on collapsing the economy, but they need a trigger in order to blame it on. And as usual, they always want to blame it on the Negroes. So this is the thing in which they're moving towards. This is one of the events in which that they would like to see start that. All right? This is their bigger plan or their bigger agenda. We're looking at Troy Davis as, of course, as an individual, and, of course, as the fact that the man is innocent and the fact that they're still going forth. And Uncle Tom, Clarence Thomas, United States Supreme Court, they stated to go and continue on with this murder, you know, of this innocent man, even though there's new evidence to show that he's innocent. So these are the things in which that we have to be aware of. This is all part of the same white supremacy agenda that we started these programs out on, in which that Nellie Fuller and Francis Quince Wilson, both doctors, PhDs within their particular field of psychology, psychiatry, in which that promotes the understanding, the overstanding, the understanding that the white man, white woman fear genetic annihilation. And how is they genetically annihilated is through the black penis and the black vagina. And that's how they are genetically annihilated. So the most deadliest thing to them is the genitalia. Hence the reason why for the lynching, when they did lynch the black male, they were cut off the genitalia because of that fear. Or the woman, they would if they lynched the black woman, they would cut off the breasts. Even with Sarah Barton, the story of Sarah Barton in the 1800s is that they were so amazed with her behind, you know, she was called a Hottentot, or she was from the Bushmen tribe from out of South Africa. She actually was from the same tribe as Nelson Mandela. And the thing is that the Brussels in England came from them being so amazed about her behind, being that it was so large or so big. Now, they even cut off, after she died, they stuffed her body and they actually put her behind on exhibit. And Nelson Mandela in 1992 had to go and get her body part in order to give her a proper burial. So this is the mentality of these individuals, so-called said elite, Illuminati, or whatever term that we want to refer to as, in which that they have their tentacles spread throughout all of the various systems or facets of society, i.e. entertainment. So we just want to go into that. And once again, let's get into some of this real hip-hop. This is called The Classic, and this is by Rakim, Nas, KRS-One.
for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I rock him, the fiend of a mic.
Yeah, is y'all ready for 2007? It's now another drought. Everybody's a killer. Wow, we bugging out. It's 86 showing the crowd what I'm about. And they still want to know when the album coming out. Acting teenagers, OGs, and ass kids. What the definition of classic is?
Timeless, so age don't count in the booth. When your flow stays submerged in the fountain of youth.
Ain't no doubt in the truth, I'm off the meter. Everybody co-signing, even non-believers. As I came in the door, became one of y'all's leaders. In the fresh pair, Air Force One sneakers. Uptown, we call them uppies when they on divas. Probably worn my KRS-One pieces. Nah, made you look before they hit it. I bet your car had them on when he walked with Jesus.
Classic.
Live
straight, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Where you never been, it's better than I ever been.
Classic.
Straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Put down, represent to the fullest. Recognize I rock well.
Perseverance. See the fake hustler rapper. To them, it hurts to hear this. Oh, you went platinum. Yeah, that's nice. Now let me see you do the same thing twice. Two times, four times, then a couple of more times. Please, you're amateur night, it's showtime. It's one life to live, so live it the best you can. The world could use one less man. Not enough air, not enough car factories to manufacture new vehicles, sedans, and vans.
When they do make the whip, you like your chips, they right. By the time you could afford it, the car ain't important.
In the street diamond, it's just iron. Cops keep firing in my environment. Leaving your slump, then they drive home far from the hood, brothers. They eager to jump on. I like to be the wall that they toast up on. I like to see the fall, guilty for doing wrong. I'm classic like the Air One, the hustler shoe. That's what I'm accustomed to. Yeah,
classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere you never been. It's better than I ever been.
Classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Of course, we have Blastmaster KRS-One.
How many of y'all got criminal minded? You, y'all, don't be blinded. Me, I got no jewels on my neck. Why? I don't need them. I got your respect. KRS-One, 20 years I rock. I do it for JMJ and Scott La Rock. This hip-hop, and we the nation. Don't you want to hear more KRS on your radio station? Instead of broadcasting how we smoke the deal. On the radio, we need to hear more local MCs. Will you rap? Come on, will you rap? This is the difference between MC and the rap. Rappers spit rhymes that are mostly illegal. Rappers spit rhymes to uplift their people. Peace, love, unity, having fun. These are the lyrics of KRS-One.
Classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere you never been. It's better than I ever been.
Classic.
Live straight classic.
No doubt, that is a classic. That's Nas, Rakim, KRS-One. All right, let's get into hip hop and what's going on right now with the conspiracies. And let's go into this Baphomet oath in which that everyone is talking about. Now let's go into the actual origin of Baphomet and where that came from. Where Baphomet is actually Muhammad. In which that when the Knights Templars got excommunicated by the Catholic Church, they corrected the name Muhammad to Baphomet. All right. Now, originally, that name came from Muhappimat. Muhappimat. A Muhappimat is actually the river Nile God. All right. If you go and check your Jeremiah lectures, Ancient Egypt, the Light of the World, the Book of Beginnings, The Natural Genesis by Gerald Massey, he gets into how happy is the Nile River God. Mu is water. Happy is the deity or Neter. All right, that force, that power of the water itself, that spirit. And Mat actually is truth, justice, righteousness, reciprocity, balance, order, peace. So those seven principles are symbolic to Ma'at. So actually, they say that Muhammad brought Serim. Serim means the sanctuary of peace, or the sanctuary of peace of Ra. So hence the origin of the peace of Ra, or the peace of Ra, becomes Allah. So hence they say that Muhammad brought Allah or Islam to the people. This is where that origin of that story comes from. You got to go back and check the ancient Kemetic meta words for these particular deities. Whenever you see like Raham, those are ancient Kemetic terms. When you see Emmanuel, ancient Kemetic terms again. When you see Muhammad, ancient Kemetic terms again. A lot of the Hebrew and Arabic, being that they are 65% of the mental netter, is derived exactly from the language spoke by the ancient Egyptians or the Temerians or Temerians, Egyptians or Cometans, as they would say, or the Kamals. All right, so we have to understand this, you know. So this is where the Baphomet, you know, energy actually derives from. It's from Happy the Now God. So, you know, this is the oath that they claim that they're taking now in Hollywood, in which that's been perverted, you know, by those who supposedly practice the occult, in which that Eliphaz Levi back in the 1800s supposedly drew the picture of Baphomet, in which that we now see, in which that the Satanists use to this very day, in which that shows an inverted five-pointed star goat head, or the goat with the left hand down and the right hand up, signifying the yin and yang, or the yin and yang, which symbolizes the bringing forth of the balance. And then you see the raising of the kundalini, it leads up to the navel chakra, which symbolizes the life component or the abode on which that the kundalini dwells in, the sacral bone area. All of this is shown within that picture. Now, if you want to go and find out what Eliphaz Levi actually meant by the drawing of the Baphomet from the 1800s, then you have to read his own words, and that will help bring clarity to this matter. So whatever Hollywood is practicing, or the entertainment field is practicing, or the industry with these various artists, whether it's sports entertainers, whether it's actors, actresses, whether it's musicians, whatever the case is an oath that's based fraudulently on nothing more than the selling of your soul, as they would say. Your soul actually is, you can't sell your soul. Your melanin is the physical counterpart of your spiritual soul. What you're selling is your integrity, your honesty, your pride, and that's what you're selling out. That's what that actually symbolizes. All right, so even when you do a contract, the only thing that simply means is that you're allowing through the contract these entities to come and speak to you, channel through you those various gifts called the music or the muse. That's what that is all symbolic to. And if you don't know how to handle those channels from those entities, because most of them is lower entities of the first and second overtone of the astral plane. This is actually what you are dealing with, you know, with these entities. You're not dealing with the fifth dimensional, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, or 13th dimensional beings or entities. You're dealing with the lowest of the low, just an octave higher than this third dimensional plane. And David Icke referred to them as the reptilians, all right? You know, we'll just say that they are some type of alien force. All right, I won't say necessarily just reptilian, but that's have been used, in which that attached themselves to the first and second chakra, which the word chakra means seats of light, color, and sound, in which that they are conscious centers, melanin centers, actually, within those who are melanated, or the Moors, you know, male and female. So these are melanin centers, so, and they're conscious centers. So that means your mind, if it's strong enough, can detach those entities at any given time, you know. However, most people become pawns, to these entities because they go after the fame and fortune, the lust, the greed, the envy, the hatred. And so this is the realm in which that they dwell on, which is the materialistic realm. And this is what they end up getting. They get those things, but in the same instance, they have no love. Let's look at Michael Jackson. You know, he was worth, he had the Beatles collection, he had the Elvis collection, which was actually an estimate of actually $4 billion. You know, but they kept referring to him as being broke. But that was his assets, you know. You know, but look at what Michael Jackson did to himself in that regard. You know, he hated his nose, he hated his skin color, and he wanted to get the farthest away from having the facial features of his father, Joseph, in which that he was actually Michael Joseph Jackson. You know, okay, he had his father's name. So he was trying his best to get away from looking like his father. And so that was a form of self-hatred, as well as also that was based on the abuse in which that he received as a young child from his father, you know, physical abuse, in which that, you know, we don't know what psychological effects outside of the outward appearance change in which that we have seen, the mental problems in which that took place, you know, with the allegations of him supposedly molesting the children, you know, on two different occasions. Of course, we know that most of that was just nothing more than extortion, in which that they gained, I believe it was like, you know, $20 million or more, you know, from those particular cases. You know, particularly the first case in which that was able to go away based on the fact of Michael having to pay them that amount of money. So, you know, we have to look at, you know, the things in which that's going on. I mean, let's look at Lil' Kim. She's done the exact same thing in which that Michael Jackson has done. So that means she has gone through a phase of self-hatred herself. And that it really hit home because that is hip-hop. You know, here go, you know, gangster mama, you know, as we would say, you know, always talking about, you know, being gangster, you know, a gangster slash, sex goddess or whatever the case is. And, you know, now she done, you know, did her face, you know, her boobs, whatever else, and lighten her skin. You know, so now she's like the female version of Michael Jackson. So this is what we are seeing now within the hip-hop, as well as within reggae, is the lightening of the skin. They're going back to that nonsense again, you know. So these are the things in which that is taking place, and we just have to be aware. And so this is why we propagate conscious music.
Come with me now to a time long forgotten.
And put me down with it, baby.
I grew up in the streets like everyone else, but instead of pushing drugs, I pushed knowledge itself. While them cats was in the back smoking the moolies, I was building with the guards. We used to wear koofies, Africa pendants with sevens on them. Real black men, some of y'all never saw them. The cops caught them. Real leaders, real street preachers, Black Panther style, poor righteous teachers. This before the cell phones and the beepers, conscious black men would fly new sneakers. Both sides came from us, guns bust. We were criminal minded, but in God we trust. Not that white man God, the other one. We didn't call that God, we called our brother one. And our sister was the earth, peace God, no need to act it. But let me bless y'all with some Jews. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, freedom, justice, equality, food, clothing, shelter, love, peace. Never went, it's good time spent. I bet you come out.
out with a new tactic. But while we here, Chris, go ahead, just drop it. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, freedom, equality, food, shelter, love, peace, happiness. These are the tools to life. Let's go. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, freedom, justice, equality, food, clothing, shelter, love, peace, happiness.
Keep it right and exact, and if in doubt, I do it out so I can stay on my route. The original man, the true ruler of the land, related to the universe by the pineal gland. Armored up a damage so the sun won't burn us. It's natural while others fry like they in the furnace. It's God.
Let this one go since we turn off earlier and bring it back.
The world famous Mr. Magic Rap Attack presents
Alright, you just finished listening to KS1 Grand Poobah, 5%, and also J-Lectronica, Exhibit C. Big shout out to the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths. That's my foundation. Been my foundation since I was 14. So no doubt, a lot of the music in which that is conscious have come out from the school of the School of Mecca, from out of the Nation of Gods and Earth, from the 5%ers. I mean, and we look at Rakim, you know, he came from that school. You know, KRS-One just did a song with Grand Poobah, and they both talked about the 5%. They both came from that school, you know. So the music in which that was going on in the late 80s and early 90s, you know, in which that branched off from Melly Mel's The Message, you know, because that's really, you know, how Cass came conscious within the hip hop was from The Message. Everyone had basically said that or stated that, you know, is that when they heard The Message, you know, that's when they started saying, look, we got to put something within our lyrics in which that makes sense, in which that, you know, instead of just, you know, the dang, da dang, da dang, da dang, dang, you know, instead of just, you know, that type of stuff, you know, they had to move away from that. You know, they had to move from that, and they had to become more conscious of what they were saying because they understood that there had to be a message in the music, all right? So that's what's going on. We have to take it back to that. You know, recently, Lil Wayne made a statement, you know, in which that I heard other rappers make a statement about, you know, not caring any longer about what they're saying. And that's obvious, you know, from the music content. You know, they have gone as far as they can consciously, you know, on their realm where they are at, you know. So, you know, we expect for them to, you know, bring something conscious out and wish that will help wake up the masses. No, they done sold out. They sold themselves, you know, their integrity, their honesty, their pride, you know, for fortune and fame. That's the exchange. And the exchange, like we said earlier, was to be able to channel these certain beings, spirits from the fourth dimension, whom attached themselves at the first and second chakra level, in which that some artists, you know, musicians, you know, are perfectly possessed, meaning that they look just like normal people to us. You know, they, you know, they speak very well. You know, they're eloquent. You know, they've gone to school, they have degrees, or whatever the case is. However, they're demonic in the sense that they're being controlled like a puppet on strings by the spirit world on behalf, you know, on behalf of the industry. You know, and that's the bondage that they took when they took that, you know, said Baphomet oath. Like we said, Baphomet is not, you know, the actual word in which that, you know, we can be using or should be using, but that is the word in which that has been propagated based on the conspiracy tapes and based on, you know, the information that has come forth, in which that does require, in a sense, for those type of beings, you know, on the fourth dimension, blood sacrifice, you know, or to dehumanize yourself, which means making a sacrifice that you have to do. Like, for example, this, you know, these rappers going a year, going to jail for 1 year and one day type of thing. That's a self-sacrifice. You know, that's for them being able to have the fortune and fame, or to continue having the fortune and fame, or to have, you know, to pay back for them having the fortune and fame. You know, that's one way. Or, you know, or killing a family member is another way of a blood sacrifice, in which that some artists have actually stooped down so low in order to do, you know. So, I mean, these are the things in which that is going on in Hollywood, Hollyweird, as we would say, and throughout the globe, you know. I mean, let's just look at it. There was still no reports of the 2,500 children in which that was missing or has been missing from Louisiana, from out of New Orleans during the Katrina disaster. No report. All right, I know the Final Court did an article within the first week or two of the Katrina disaster stating how there was 2,500 children that was missing. Well, no one is found yet, you know, as far as where these children are located at. You know, but we speculate that they are in sex rings, worldwide, because there's a black market for that, as well as also human sacrificed. You know, doing rituals, you know, in order for individuals can gain some type of power over this earthly realm. And being that you're dealing with blood, blood is life, you know. And so hence they feel by killing an animal or a human being, you can gain access because the energy in which that is released, you can actually utilize that energy and trap it and conjure it up, you know, through a spell or spellbind in which that you'll say certain words over the captured energy so that that energy or that spirit can do certain things for you on your behalf. This is the things in which that they believe, and it is a knowledge is so because when you go into the African religion, such as the Yoruba, the Akan, which is the Ifa, the Palo Mayombe, the Congo, right, or any of the African religions, a sacrifice is required, such as with the Old Testament by the Hebrews, Israelites, or Jews. There was a animal sacrifice in which that was required. And then, of course, you even read in there, there was sometimes of human sacrifices in which that took place. Even Abraham put his son, Isaac, on the altar to be sacrificed to God. You know, so all of these things is long traditions, hundreds and thousands of years. You know, so this is nothing new. But the thing is that it's been kept under wraps by the industry, you know, from people, you know, who are so trapped in the, I guess you can say, they're so Christianized, they can't see nothing but white Jesus, and they can't see what's really going on around them. And plus the fact that they're still waiting for white Jesus to come out the sky in order to save them, you know. So since we have individuals, which is the masses of the people in the United States is relegated down to that level of thought, you know, that part of consciousness, of which I don't really know what part that is, but since they believe it, you know, then it is so. Your thoughts produce thought forms, all right? And that's what has been produced, a white image of this Jesus character, as fictitious as it is, as allegorical as it is, and as much as it is based on the character of Heru, and Heru symbolizes the light, and the light in which that is referring to is actually your auric field, and actually your kundalini, and the activation of the pineal gland from the merger of the bride and bridegroom, or Sorin or Set, from the divine marriage in heaven, in which that produced through that sexual union, or through the merger of the kundalini and the pineal gland, the activation of the soul, the awakening of the soul, the resurrection of the soul, which is Heru, which is the light, which is that gold disc around the top of your head, in which that is emitted once you have reached the seventh level, or you have broken the seventh seal. Hence the reason why they say that Muhammad was the last seal of the prophets is because they're talking about the seven seals in your body, the seven Elohim, the seven archangels. That is nothing more than your seven chakras. And he being the last seal of the prophet symbolizes the cracking or the breaking of that last seal, which is the crown chakra. So you have Adam as the root chakra, Noah as the navel chakra, Abraham as the solar plexus, David as the heart, Moses as the throat chakra, Jesus as the third eye, and Muhammad as the seventh chakra. So hence the last seal of the prophets. Those are the seven prophets, which symbolizes the seven chakra system, the seven churches. Everything in which that is mentioned in the book of Revelation, as far as the number seven, going into the number 12, we're talking about your chakra system, and then your new heaven and new earth when it becomes a 12 chakra system. This is what this is metaphysically actually talking about. So we need to demystify the religions by studying more metaphysics in order to gain a clearer understanding, overstanding, understanding of what actually is taking place with the symbolisms and the subliminal messages in which that we see around us and that we hear within the music. All right? So these are the things that we have to become more conscious of.
And you will know my name is the Lord.
2013, the world government placed sanctions against free-thinking individuals in order to force people to adhere to one way of life. An independently funded organization called hired 100 assassins to infiltrate the headquarters where the files of enslaved people were kept. These 100, 97 were captured, tortured, and executed. Only three remained, the third of which was said to own an arsenal that would rival an entire city's police force. The second was rumored to be able to move throughout space and time. And the first?
One.
Fasting at least belts for the last of the three assassins on Earth. The first lash in her purse with a heat belt that told me Jean McCoy.
He's in the employ.
Deploy deplorable through audible destructive actions attract the decoy.
After the ploy, after.
I'm passing the life over. He'll deliver it through River Six Hades. I'm cold deliberate lady. My foes limited. Pray me some praise. Stay on your toes, villains. It's gray in your days, whistling.
Hey.
Literal line, packed in six, six of sign. Wrapped with a six mind, trapped in six bitch frames. Drug you with strychnine and I drink you drunk and it's mine. You dick brain, I'm just itching to split veins.
Bitch mine,
quick change, fuck your lives. Sick brains, business nigga, kickboxer, kick rhymes to the pain.
Liquor riddled liver,
sipping it like a free son. Ignorant as ever, she clever, equivalent be none. A ball breaker, call faker, that was passion.
No.
You got the gold bastards to brawl with the broad bastards of balls in your court passes. A warning, gold bastards and asses with a plaque on the back of a car dash.
They ask me why I'm highly regarded as God body, probably. Marge is a mixture of Marcus Garvey, Mild Favorites, and Bald Marley. Never skateboard slang like gnarly, more like weed in my whip on a way to get top like Charles Barkley. You are hardly prepared to spar with a marksman, spark me. I'm gambit with the ace of spades, I'm mastering archery.
Funicular,
particularly the vernacular, specifically the fit, so when I spit it, it's spectacular and accurate. When I attack, I'm more legend than Acura. Flip Bloomberg, the bird, bitch, more blood than Blackula. More crypt encrypted scriptures encrypted with backwards vernacular. Plus sicker than most ugly, close and fatal attraction, I am. That nigga for real. First cat with a smack and an ex-rapper that uses the term swag or a raptor. These three assassins get the ass whipping. Prepare for a professional ass that can shape shit, spit. I don't fit clips, mainly. Sick, ain't he?
Mind control.
Make you shoot your best friend in the face. Dick Cheney. My life is like a documentary film depicted in black and white flicks, grainy. I'm on Guantanamo Bay, taking pics in a Captain Morgan pose. With my left foot on a pile of the Cheney steaming.
We are renegades.
Fuck you, pay me.
Who?
I
Where
know.
The fuck? No.
I know.
Where the fuck is Chris?
He's gonna be here. He gave me his word, trust me.
Yeah, he does this every time.
He's gonna be here, trust me.
He's gonna ruin this mission for us again.
Here he comes now. I'll be riding around with a stripper slash burlesque model. I make it pop like my cock in a Durex condom. I'm a opposite artist. I find irony in going from being like a stone in the grass to rock in the garden. The same irony is going from fully automatic in the backyard to having a whole machine behind me. I take my Australian bitch and show her some other thing. She know my stroke is deadly, so she gave me bloody brain. Don't try to get familiar if I don't feel you in person. I flip the script and I'll accidentally kill you on purpose. The bad is what I'm flailing. I got so many furs, so they gon' paint flash me when they see me, no matter what I'm wearing. Your bitch about to open up, snip some blow off of my dick. Guess you can say she on my coconut. I'm on point like Chris Paul. You on point like the Atlantic City hooker that licks bomb. I'm about to flip in this bitch like Dominic Dog and shut shit down like a car with its stall. I am the deadliest rapper. You claiming that you flow like water, but really y'all niggas heavy and backwards. Marshall hit the jackpot with the flow that I got. I'm knowing I'm hot as my shoulders stop holding my crotch. My whip cleaner than Amish men and honest ends. Two diamonds with me like I'm a twin, cause I'm a ten.
Okay, I'm in.
I've been waiting for some time. Take it slow, don't let go.
laws just irrelevant. Silly dudes and dames masquerading as intelligent. Told you I'm allergic to the bull, where my nettles at? Put the kettle on, honey, herbs always settled it. Nah, we'll sort of talk about somebody being better than. I was hovering while you was tricycle pedaling. Spiritual veteran, purposeful development. I'm just trying to be about my biz and you meddling. Ease off the coattail, stop trying to ride mine. Quit biting me and go ahead and use your own mind. My tongue is sitting, need to call Dr. Savior up. Get me on the alkaline, cook it and I plate it up. My rhymes, big bone, scale springs weighted up. Better brain food, man, look at how they ate it up. Kill all that rah-rah, my critics yelling bra-bye. I'm about to get it in, son, I catch you out of my ride. My magic working like Sadaba, we'll get the holy agua. I catch the spell every time I get the mic out. Drop squad your ass to get the white out. When look is all it takes to drain the small, we can fight out. I had to say it now, cause youngest try to turn my light out. My power source is infinite and lit, it's kinda bright out. To get the blind man shade, cover up your face, saying just slow it down, honey, cause you standing in my way, man. Stand firm in the face of opposition. Our supreme team solid, y'all suffer from attrition. We were still rich and we ain't have a pot to piss in. Y'all couldn't figure how to bring us down, have a listen. The God's omniscient, hypnotized with my diction. Keep talking shit, I'ma be building with my sister in. How we gon' grow this food, keep the seeds healthy. Accumulating gold so we can keep the nation wealthy. With the star, the crescent, a law, the lesson. That's how I got out of yourself, mental weapons. Stay connected through my bloodline plus the flesh. I pour a cup out just to show how much I do respect them. I'm talking about the ancestors past through the ethers, some of the greatest revolutionaries call them teachers. My super head grooves and got me through some times worse. I thought I was gonna have to call up the root worker, and I did. She told me she could see that I was searching, that I was gonna have to look inside to find the truth lurking. I know these dudes kirking, but they ain't got nothing. All you do is keep loving while they stand, stay hating. Keep your temper, man, try to chill and stay patient. You manifesting what was once upon a time latent. Keep elevating love, keep that pen on the paper. Just tone it down, sometimes your rhymes a little too flagrant.
Right here is for the people.
Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming?
earth was static, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have started lost. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Tell us teaching universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose start running. And the rich get fixed up when we get caught. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with a wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk out even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds now?
Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we're consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw soul over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz. Like somebody got a doll of me, sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. A fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier, 10, 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang.
Yeah, you just finished listening to Nas, Damian Marley, Patience. Let's get back into the discussion. All right. So now you really know the signs behind Lucifer and what's really going on. It's your lowest chakra. All right. That is your Kundalini, the serpentine fire that must be risen up. If I took a 6-pointed star configuration called tetrahedron and place it over your physical body at 19 degrees, I would see an upswelling of energy. All right? If I did it at 19 degrees north, I would see an upswelling of energy. So that means that the upswelling of energy must connect to, from 19 degrees south, must connect to the 19 degrees north in order to produce another upswelling of energy. All right? In which that upswelling of energy is Heru or Christ. All right, in which that you refer to as Jesus. But actually, when you break down the name Jesus, the word Jesus comes from the word Shu, Yahshua. It's his Aramaic or Old Hebrew name, or Yahshua. Now, when you break down Shu, Shu is the ancient Kemetic name or the mental netta for the firstborn begotten son of Atum. Hence the reason why they say Jesus is the second Adam, because Shu is the second Adam, beget the firstborn, just like Jesus said to be the first begotten son. All right? So this is the correlation. So Shu, within the ancient Kemetic text, is the air personified, the personification of air. In other words, the breath of life. Hence the reason why Christians say that Jesus was with God in the beginning. The reason why, because God blew Jesus into you. Hence the reason why it says that God blew into the nostrils of man and made man a living soul. All right, this is why you sneeze and you say, Yahshua, Yahshua. It's because you actually are calling on a deity called Jesus or his Aramaic name or Old Hebrew name, Yahshua. It's talking about the breath of life. That's what it's referring to. That's what it's talking about. So let's get away from all this spookiness. It ain't no white man coming out no sky to save you. You must save yourself through the science of the breath of life because the word Yahshua or Yahushua means, oh, he who saves. Means salvation. So that means that the breath of life is your salvation. That's what merges your lower self and your higher self to become one self, to become Allah, to become Ura, to become Atum, to become Ptah, to become Amin. That oneness must come through the merger of the Shu, the Yahshua, Yahweh, a Yahwah. Shu is in between Yah and the Way. Yah symbolizes the higher self. Way symbolizes the lower self. So hence, Shu symbolizes the medium, just like Shu was the medium between Geb and Nut. Nut symbolizes the higher self. Geb symbolized the lower self. On the ancient Kemetic, Metanental hieroglyphics. Whenever you look at that, you see Shu in an upright position with his hands in a cow position, which means spirit, and he was the stabilizer between heaven and earth. This is what is meant in the Old Testament when it speaks about the firmaments of the separation of the firmaments of the air and of the ocean and waters or the and the land. It was a separation. The separation was that of Shu. Shu separates. All right? That's what that is talking about. But Shu also brings back into balance. All right? So these are the things that we have to understand, overstand, understand. The metaphysics, the ancient Kemetic teachings. If you don't understand the Metuneta, if you do not understand what the ancient Egyptians was trying to convey or the Temerians was trying to convey, then you're missing the whole point. If you're taking the Bible, the Quran, or any of these books, the Holy Kabbalah, the Hispanicide, the Maharaba, the Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden, the Apocrypha, any of these books, if you're not taking it back to ancient Egypt, then you have lost the point. Because that's where we can go right now and see, still on the walls, on the temples, on the pyramids, we can still see what the ancestor was trying to convey to us. All right? So we know in the Temple of Het-Heru, they have the Immaculate Conception scene, which is the same thing mentioned within the book of Luke. All right? Where it speaks about the angel Gabriel, who's actually Tahuti, coming to Mary, who's actually all set to tell her that she's going to have a son or a child who is Heru, which is Jesus. The same scene is right there. So we have to understand the actual transliteration. And so when you're talking about Lucifer, when you're talking about Uriel, you're actually talking about Heru. This is why when you read the Satanic Bible, you see the name Horus, Amen, all of them as names for the devil or for Lucifer. This is the reason why it must be resurrected. This is what this is all talking about. But see, we are so spooky, you know, we have to demystify this stuff so that, you know, when we understand these things, overstand these things, understand these things to its fullest point, we're not scary. You know, we don't scare death. You know, we're not scared of death. We're not scared of, we're not scared to live. Because that's actually what's going on. From what I see, a lot of people are scared to live. And they claim that they're ready to die, but they don't know what's after this. You know, it's just like what Tupac said. You know, niggas talking about they want to die, but, you know, they want to go to heaven, but ain't ready to die. You know, well, you ain't ready to die. Well, how about you ready to live? You know, there is a purpose in life. You know, why don't you live and master yourself to learn the science of teleportation, dematerialization. How to raise your vibratory rate without having to leave your physical body. Not necessarily having to astral travel or soul travel, but actually taking your physical body with you, called a macabre, which your body turns into a UFO or a flying chariot or a flaming chariot. All these things are possible. The ancients have spoken about this. It is within the Bible. It's within the Quran. It's within the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads. It's within all these various texts. You know, we're the ones in which they have gotten away from ourselves. And if you don't think this shit is possible, then well, ask yourself why you only use 10% of your brain and what the other 90% for. Why are scientists only able to see 10% spectrum of the universe? What the other 90% of the universe is made out of? It's said to be dark matter, partially black energy and black matter. 35% dark matter, 25% dark black energy, I think it's up to 65% totally of black matter. So it comes up to about 90%. Now, the physical incarnation of that is your melanin. Melanin is the physical counterpart to the spiritual soul. So melanin is your dark matter. Your melanocytes act as black holes to capture light. As I said this before, 300,000 tons of stardust energy falls to the planet Earth daily. Scientists have already found out and discovered that your physical body is composed of stardust energy. You are a walking, living star. But you have lost the science of how to regenerate yourself and rejuvenate yourself and re-energize and revitalize yourself, which is in the practice of Qigong and Tai Chi and Reiki and Pranic Healing, Pranayama, Kundalini Yoga, Tantra Kriya Yoga. It is within these various sciences that you learn how to master yourself once again, to learn how to use that energy in which that created your physical body into existence, which are the seven Elohims, or the seven eyes of Allah, the seven archangels, from Michael down to Uriel, how to utilize those energy. All right, this is the science. We have to learn it.
Nothing better than magicians on the microphone. Make you wanna run a drone, the circus, leave your wife at home. Pardon if I sound a little cryptic, I'm an anglophone. Maybe you would understand me better on my cyberphone. Monica is Sarah, call me superhero Fiat. You can find me posted up beside my rockin' Fiat. Underneath the weeping willows, reading books by Diop. Increase the brain activity, cause ain't nothing for free. They asking for a Fiat, soldier tanks for Fiat. Taking oaths on Bibles while shitting on the Sharia. How you see that? Leaders greasing palms with dirty bombs while the people waiting patiently, singing them nation songs. Talks and turn at midnight, sometimes kick the covers off me. My conscience roaring loud, but my heart is still beating softly. You speak too much about it, even friends be getting saucy. Cause the radio don't whet their appetite, so plastic grubbies. I am sorry, that isn't my agenda by far. If you cut me, the incision will be leaving the scar. I am flesh, light, and spirit with the heart of a star. No relation to Badu, but yes, I am a kabah. And I'm spinning, spinning, spinning. Yeah, yeah, I'm spinning, spinning. Benjamin backwards like a gymnast. Dominique Dawes on the bars, you remember. Speeding through the tunnel on warp speed. Thought seeds germinate inside your mind's fertile garden splendor. I used to wonder how the wolf got on the sheep's attire, but now I know it's easy to succumb to pretty liars. Smile, smart, dress it up, take a fancy picture. You know that they ain't fast enough, they fasten up their zippers. And they threw away the key so you can see that they're the tricksters. A Nazi, the spider say they is, but no they isn't. Pretty prison, keep you in the trappings. Scientists creating clones, home gene mapping. Happy, nappy, run and tell your pappy. Sign and seal it, deliver it in the bubble wrapping. This the real supersonic black power movement. You staring at the fence, but which side are you really choosing? Better do it before they do it, and there ain't nothing nice. Ain't nothing worse than a fella who don't put up a fight. Scabbing knees, cause they taught you how to pray and believe. But they never showed you the rabbit that they had up their sleeve. Get it? The magic men setting up a tragic end. Flash illusions for the gods, turn kings into savages. There you have it, here it is, plain sight in 2020. Supreme team is back for all my people who front it.
That's what it is, is. Thank you.
hardcore. Yeah, motherfucker.
I got a middle finger from mass media, mute the news. It's when the gun draws received a million views, which gives me the right to break the rules. Say fuck radio, it's the people can't pick and choose. While BT gets screwed by Viacom, the new revolutionary is Shyamalan. It's not brush fire rap, it's five alarm. Motivational music after I am gone. My innovation, mysticism, call me Mr. Wisdom. They wanna turn the globe into a prison. And being sick is better than being dead. Cause when you're sick and in bed, you're indebted to med. Clone chickens walking around without heads. The food is contaminated, the water got lead in it. Population control, make the baby sick. RS5G chips, are you for 86? This is the war against consciousness. Control of your soul, sort of a psychological dictatorship. And we are on the front line. Guilty as charged, if intellect is a crime.
Say, we are renegades, this means war. 16 plots to break unjust laws. Overthrow regimes in the name of the cause. Renegades never slaves, this means war. 100% uncut war. Fuck limited freedom, nigga, we want more. The machine is corrupted down to the core. Grab a lobby, motherfucker, this means war.
Alhamdulillah, it's a spiritual calling. My old Panetta, we are still mourning. It's not a documentary about global warming. This is lunar explosions, a global warning. But when the moon bleeds, you can't tell night from morning. City submerged underwater, post New Orleans. It's not your average rap recording. This is insane, lieutenant taking aim at warming. Will the American brain remain dead and dormant? My stimuli supplied by my endorphins. The mind's eye greater than pie and broadband. I break on through to the other side without dormant. Not the doors, man. I am equipped with a better memory chip than dolphins. With more keys to open more doors than four foremen. Two executive rooms where they're walking on all fours, man. Canine standing upright in motion. Aided by swine spreading the H1N1 flu. On some wavy shit. Are you way sick? Population control makes the baby sick. This is the war against consciousness. Controlling your soul, sort of a psychological dictatorship. And I am on the front line. Guilty as charged, defending like it's a crime. Set.
We are renegades, this means war. 16 plots to break unjust laws. Overthrow regimes in the name of the cause. Renegades never slaves, this means war. 100% uncut war. Fuck limited freedom, nigga, we want more. The machine is corrupted down to the core. Grab a lobby, motherfucker, this means war.
Finished listening to Ciroc, Macabre, and also the last one was Feral Mach, and Immortal Technique, War. All right, so, and let's get back to the topic. So we was breaking down Lucifer in Latin, his Hebrew name Uriel, the ancient Kemetic name Heru. Hence in Freemasonry, why it said that they worship Lucifer is because Heru becomes higher in Abyss. He was hit in his head by the three ruffians who must be resurrected at a 90-degree perpendicular level. So hence, he's talking about the energy inside of your body, because when you are horizontal, you walk on all fours like an animal. Your thoughts is that of an animal. You're just an animated body with a spirit. So you're an animated spirit with a body. Okay? So what happens is that because you live in your four lower devils, lust, greed, jealousy, and envy, you exhibit these traits so much, and you're so physical, and so emotional, and so mental, and so materialistic with these thoughts. This is what resonates from you, is the energy from these lower chakras. So hence, you're trapped in your own hell. So hence, after you die, if you do not go into your immortal body, your spirit dissipates and goes back into the spirit of realm, or what's called the realm of spirit. All right, or the realm of form, as we would say, in which that is utilized, that spirit is utilized for those who are still here on earth, particularly by the pregnant women, once the sperm breaks off to an equivalent size of the nucleus of the egg, the head of the sperm breaks off to an equivalent size of the nucleus of the egg to go through mitosis, in which that forms the blastula pores, in which that forms the physical body into existence after the eighth division, all right? What happens is that by the woman inhaling and exhaling through the breath of life, through the yashu, through the shu, she forms the physical body and mold and shape the physical body into existence based on the elements in which that was released from a person who passed on from the realm of form. This is the real science of what is going on here on planet Earth. Now, for those who have been able to get into their higher mortals, immortal bodies, here's the reason why we just finished playing immortal techniques, symbolic to the fact of immortality, everlasting, forever. Those three higher bodies are symbolic to what survived death. Now, you don't even have to die. You would actually have physical immortality if you understood the real principles of how to activate your gene codes, all right, and also your chromosomes, as well as also your DNA, as well as also the mental powers in which that lays latent within your cellular structure. Each cell is a template of the whole you, all right? In other words, I can take one cell from you, one speck of blood, one strand of hair, one speck of skin, and clone a whole other you into existence. So that means that your physical body is a hologram, and this is hence why you need to get the book Holographic Universe by Michael Talbert, in which that he shows and demonstrates that the physical body is a hologram as well as the universe. That's hence is the matrix. But what do you need a hologram? What does a hologram survive off of? It is light. It is light that the hologram survives off of. So if you're not getting enough light, if you're not eating enough light, your cells are not getting the proper nutrients from the proper light spectrum, through the proper music, through the proper frequencies, through the proper waves and channels, through the proper speech, to the proper thoughts, then your physical body becomes weakened, and it creates some negative thought forms and negative music and negative sounds and negative frequencies. It produces leaks in your auric field, holes in your auric field, and which that causes a person to become ill, sick, with ailments, dis-ease in the body. All right? So, hence, Heru, Higher Mabith, who was knocked in the head, and the resurrection or the ascension of Christ symbolized. This is why Jesus had to die, as they would say within the story, and then he had to go into the depths of hell for 3 days and three nights to do battle with the devil in order to get the keys over hell and over death, and then resurrect or to ascend to his Father, which art in heaven, to sit on the right-hand side. That is talking about the Kundalini energy going up through the seven chakras and activating the right hemisphere of the brain, in which that is where the other percentage of the 90% is activated from. You're using 10% of your brain, which is only 10% of the left hemisphere of the brain. The other 40% of the right hemisphere, of the left hemisphere of the brain, you're not using, and then the other 50% of the right hemisphere of the brain, you're not using. So that 50 and 40, you're not using. You're only using 10% of the left hemisphere of your brain, because that's the way you was trained, that's the way you was taught, that's the way you was indoctrinated. The dogmas, your belief system, all of these things must change. All these things must change. You must reprogram your mind. You yourself must do this. You must not allow others to control your mind, mind control tactics. You must not allow for them to do so. You can't keep affording to do so, all right? Matter of fact, we're going to hear Pharaoh Mosh, and this is what he got to say about it. You know,
I'm too high to get over, slow to get under.
Let my people go.
I make it feel so good, you don't need to wonder.
Let my people go.
Take away the storm cloud, the rain, the sun. Injuries, my ministry, leave the industry and the tailspin. I push the envelope like U.S. mailmen.
We need a leader who is not mischievous, devious from Satan. Such leaders won't regret the fact to ask for Jesus. In fact, the rest of pack respect to Jesus. Reach us, easily leave them speechless. Read from the palm of the non-believers. Tell them they wondering how they become underachievers. One of the best, a perennial keynote speaker. And I got it, you want it, come get it. Put it up on YouTube and film a sequel so it's free for the people, huh? Go ahead and download it, I'ma teach you how. See as a prophet, a pastor, a preacher with undisputable logic for blasphemy to your speaker now. I'm trying to learn your monk ass, I'm trying to reach you now. But still you're like, who's this dude? Return to six shakes the game like Rubik's Cube. Chickpeas brolic now, ruthless too. Pick the gospel on wax, pretty chooses to do. Damn, open your eyes, man, you've been bamboozled by the usual plan. Hit up the middle like Sam Musual. But y'all are telling me today's music is suitable and appealing, and I'm telling you the feelings are not mutual. How to get over, know that you're under.
Not with Nikolai Volkov, but I'm Iron Sheik. hip hop, warlock, rhyming, witch doctor. Wanna battle? Back to gamble, fam, without proctor. From solo rappers to Moorish Mason masters. 720 degrees, star of David Maccabees. To infinite, for the finite eyesight. On the mic, I ignite. I'm bringing daylight to closet dramas. Most rappers today play right. Quick to say, I'm cheating and I don't play right. Children in your hood go hungry, homo thugs want gay rights. I'm always looking for the hundreds and squares on taillights. You need to set that hydro is just hair height. To make a charge, present the true bill before they indict. Back in the day, my feet used to be in flight. Nike got the victory, as a people we just in fight. Iron. To Africa, bam, and to their bay. Told me, ease on the swearing and get airplay. No need for me to think that's just hearsay, or that they're trying to cloud my career like washing hairspray. Wing Chun, finger to Adam's apple, block your airway. Lock your head and power drive a rapper on a stairway. Seeing UFOs, just like Prophet Yahweh. Underground past the subway, punk quad play. It's double-edged, maximize profit, slumlord way. Our A&R's briefcase full, heading the other way. Quick to the travel agent, tickets say one way. More flow is all our heart, so call me Sunday. Today might not be, for I see one day. Bloods and Crips will link up and exchange gunplay. With real enemies, dark skies turn ungray. Bullets flying back and forth like ancestors hung sway. Iron.
Conspiracy connection to hip hop. All right. Now, the information I'm telling you, a Scottish Rite and a York Rite Mason can't tell you. But I know because I'm a metaphysician. I haven't taken any oath in order to hold any information back from you. So listen closely to what I'm getting ready to say, because I already broke down a lot of it already. But pay attention. So check this out. So Lucifer, Uriel, Heru, the Negroes are referred to as the Heru people. The reason why is because they're talking about you or the Nagas, the serpent people, the masters of the Kundalini serpentine fire, the Kundalini Shakti, the Kundalini Shiva. So you are referred to as the mass. This is what is meant by St. Patrick ran the snakes from out of Ireland, or the adders from out of Ireland. The adders or the snakes are talking about black people who have mastered the power of the Kundalini energy. It's raising up through those seven chakras, nine chakras, 12 chakra system. And we are moving from a seven chakra system. Dr. York said we have nine now based on the fact that there's two glands which has been added to our system, in which that we have, after 2012, we will have 12 glands, various glands, in which that will correlate to the 12 chakra system. But the two glands in which that is being added, you can study his work. He's referred to as the Barrett-Therry gland, which is a gland that was once within the hippocampus area of the brain, which is now within the submental area up under the chin area. By the inch or so behind the chin is like a little, is like a ball. It's two little balls up under your chin area in the, area in the center. That is your Barrett-Therry gland. Everyone do not have that gland. All right? Matter of fact, I suggest that you check the people around you. For those who have that gland, they are the sons and daughters of Ra. for those who do not have it, means that their DNA has not been activated to have it as of yet, possibly, or maybe not have it at all. But that gland helped tap you into your psychic abilities, your psych chemistry, your clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairgestance, clairsentience. Those five higher senses outside of touch, taste, smell, seeing, and hearing. Then you have another gland inside your mouth. You can get Dr. Deborah Blair's Man, Woman, and Child lecture on this information. And he speaks about this mound at the top of your mouth. It's actually called the epiphany gland or the talu gland, according to India, in the Sanskrit traditions. Everyone do not have this gland. But that gland, this is a mound at the top. And in the center of this mound is a hole in which that leads up into the third ventricle cavity. And when the pituitary gland and the pineal gland produce friction, it produces this yellowish chemical called cursum, in which that is called honeydew, in which that leaks down from out of the third ventricle cavity into the mouth area, and you can actually swallow this sweet taste and actually can rejuvenate your cellular structure. This is what this is like the component of DMT, as they would say, for a person who meditate. Or they say that for the average person, the most DMT that is produced is during birth or death. Well, it's very easy to forget that for a person who can do deep meditation, that DMT is produced during that time period also, especially for a person who is a lucid dreamer, who can have out-of-body experiences or soul travel or so forth and so on. DMT is produced during those particular time periods. So a person who can do these types of things, these are the Christ or the gods and goddesses in which that is walking upon planet Earth. All right? I know it was until the 1980s that the Europeans started saying that that they started dreaming in color. Before that, I was taught that they dreamed in black and white. And this is what was taught in school, in elementary school. In junior high school, they was taught that they dreamed in black and white. So we had beings who look human, but yeah, just mankind, who were still dreaming in black and white, like some Ozzy and Harriet shit, from Off the Beaver, Leave the Beaver. And that shows a low-grade consciousness. So you got to check these glands, check a person's thoughts. Do you dream in black and white, or do you dream in color? I need to know. Are you colorblind? What's going on with you? Let me see if you got these glands. That way you know if you have a being who can transform or not, who can change or reform. Because remember, Elijah Muhammad said that the thing about the devil is that they can't be reformed. Well, you want to make sure that they have these various glands. And as we go into 2012 with this galactic alignment, more glands are going to be produced, in which that from our DNA or genetic code, in which that will give us access to 12 chakra system, all right? So this is what is going on with the resurrection of Chaim HaBeth, or Heru, all right? Who was hit in the head by the three ruffians and then laid in the north. Laid in the north symbolizes the pineal gland. Like we said, if you took a tetrahedron and overplaced it on the body, overlaid it on top of the physical body at 19 degrees north, there should be an upswelling of energy. However, the soul is embedded inside of the pineal gland. God is sleep. This is what is meant by those who read various works or philosophies talking about God is dead. That's what it's talking about. Chaim HaBeth. Chaim HaBeth is said to be dead because he was knocked in the head by the three ruffians. And hence, that was a key laid in the north and then in the head, knocked in the head. That is talking about how you have amnesia now in the story. You're unconscious of oneself. So when Heru resurrects, then you have consciousness once again. you are now able to stand at a 90-degree perpendicular level. You are now resurrected. You are now able to ascend. This is what this is all symbolic to, through these Masonic rituals and ceremonies in which that individuals don't know what they're actually doing. You know, if they are so caught up into Christianity, then they will have no concept that it's the same story being told in Christianity. So then you have these ex-Luciferians and Satanists who comes out and all of a sudden become Christians. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. They know that only reason why they would become Christians is because they knew they had a greater control over the masses than they did where they were. But they never let go of that information, because that information is based on control and energy. And most of those who come from those schools of thoughts want to control individuals and beings. You know, this is why the elite have such a fascination with population control agenda. They want to kill off 4 billion people on the planet or more. I know when I was coming up, I read an article in the New Amsterdam where it says that they wanted to kill off 2.7 billion non-white people, preferably by famine, drugs, AIDS, which is disease, and war, by 2000. Well, 2000 came, and we had minor computer glitches for the Y2K, and that was it. As far as killing off the people, we baby kids, you know, especially the ones who got Bay on the end of their names, you baby kids. So this is the reason why they can't kill us off. All right, we are all this being on the planet. We are the most indigenous. We are the original beings. All right, some want to say aboriginal. I say original. So we are the most indigenous and aboriginal beings on the planet. Nothing is going to get done or said until you say so. All right? In other words, the thoughts in which that you must have is you recontrolling the planet, because you are the highest energy on the planet. Right now, the planet is being controlled by the lowest energy, or the seats of the corporations. Is 98% white male ran here in America. They are dominating the oil industry by going into other smaller countries and dominating over them and setting up military bases. They're controlling the oil and gold and the diamonds and minerals in Africa. You know, they use all these things as a base. You know, this is what the IMF, World Bank, their monetary system, their Federal Reserve Bank, this Wall Street, their foreign stock exchange. This is what all these things is based on, is them regulating the control of the elements on the planet. If we would have followed Marcus Garvey, we wouldn't be in this predicament that we're in right now. Because when they thought that he was talking about taking everybody back to Africa, he wasn't talking about all people. Matter of fact, he said there's some Negroes on which they need to stay here because they would be just as lazy there in Africa as they are here. All right? But what he was saying was that if the oil is good for the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Cognies and the Morgans, why can't we have our own black Rockefellers? You know what I'm saying? Our own black Rothschilds, you know, who control the diamonds and the gold and the oil, you know, for the benefit of raising our nation. Hence nationalism. This is true nationalism. This is true Pan-Africanism. For those who are, say, revolutionaries, you have to get an economic base first, a military army to protect what you have invested and your assets. This is just common sense. If you don't have those things, then you don't have a revolution. So these are the things that we have to realize. And by understanding it more and more, then we'll get it. But his modal technique, and modal technique is called modern day slavery.
Yeah. stare at your blossom. Then you go pick the cotton. Listen, y'all, I'm tired, man, I swear. For so long, trying to be strong with you. I'm exhausted. My feet hurt. Wanna run no more. Wanna run no more. They said, quit.
Except the chains ain't restraining our physical frame. Mentally, we still living the same as lockdown. They knocked down the towers of raised tax. Anything they borrow, we pay back. I live in the hood. You'll never bump in the back, they jack. But we spin a wheel every time we chill. Stop, take whack for the Spanish. They draw gas and just land it before they act with your hand. I don't see how a wallet could be mistaken for a cannon. So please don't let them play us no more. In every way, I'm ready, willing, and able to war. Like any day now, it's a pop. I'll be in the front like what? Please, may the force be with me in this pump. How do you want me to work? Cause I'm still on my long lease. Stretching the razor, renaissance, pick up some pop leaves. Ain't nothing in this world for free. But somehow they got a fool like this world is free. This is modern day slavery, you see? Carry ID, order is a fee. This ain't how it's supposed to be, man. For so long, trying to be strong with you. I'm exhausted. My feet hurt. Wanna run no more. Wanna run no more.
People are the product of genocide and slavery. Everything in the ghetto is how it was made to be designed in the process. Prison industrial complex. Niggas transformed into numbers and objects. We pay the devil rent for living in hell. Cause the projects was built on the spot where Lucifer fell. Incarcerated knowledge, heavyweight. Every black man should be through the Rhinome chapter 28. Cursed in the city like we cursed in the field. Cursed on the border and cursed by the new world order. Our sons and daughters are stolen by another people. Yoked to buy an end of the earth, land of the eagle. This is the sequel to the prophecy. Freedom was a peace full of violence, my philosophy. I built an army, now I'm gonna build a nation. The foundation of a new civilization and overthrow the plantation. Modern day slavery, see, it was designed to be Patriot Act 3. Just wait, yo, nigga, you'll see. So long, my people been so strong with you. I'm exhausted, get up, nigga. My heart hurts, I'm cutting no more. I'm cutting no more. Fuck the nigga. We gotta make up, yeah, we gotta make up, yeah. Quick motherfucker, yeah, the motor, yeah, the motor technique, Joel Ortiz, yeah, Harlem, Brooklyn, you know what it is, nigga, the rebirth for the young lords, coming soon, motherfucker,
we young lords, nigga,
you sleep when you die, nigga, good night, motherfucker.
Continue on with the discussion. So, we have the real Illuminati. We have the Nagas. The Serpent People. The Heru People. The Masters of the Kundalini Energy. Telepriest already told y'all. The Earth is already in space. In other words, why are you looking to go to heaven when Earth is already in space? If you want heaven, make it here. Only reason why you're scared to make it here is because you're scared to go against the oppressor. Because he taught you how to fear and how to eat the wrong foods. Now genetically modified organisms. Gene alterating frankenfood. So now you're latent with fear. Scared to say something that's on your mind. We have to break away from that. We have to understand what's really going on. By him making you fear, you are stagnating your own spiritual progression. You're keeping the Kundalini in its lowest level, and it will never raise or rise based on your fear. This is the reason why he have done the fear and panic throughout the world, why he did 9-1-1, and why he have done all these other things. Because he wants fear. He keep coming up with this terrorist. Well, the word terror is short for terror, which means earth. Matter of fact, Earth used to be called Helen, H-E-L-E-D, because it is from the word held. Now, you can be in hell or held down. In other words, you can be a person behind the bars or the one who works to lock the motherfucker up behind the bars. And on me, a snitch. I ain't talking about like that. I'm talking about as far as in the sense of a warden or a sense of a guard. Because it is said, if you get, matter of fact, the same lecture, Dr. Derrick Blair, Man, Woman, and Child, he speaks about the fact that the earth, when we incarnated here, that some of us were like wardens or prison guards over the lower beings in which that was here. But we became so materialistic and so physically dense that we took on the same attributes as those in which that we was once guarded. And we have forgotten who we were, and now we've become the ones locked in prison. And the prison is talking about your mind. You have confined and locked yourself within the confines of not just your physical body, the soul being in the physical body, and not knowing how to raise your vibratory rate to escape earth velocity, to escape what's called lockdown cold transmission or lockdown cold light transmission. You don't know how to do that now. You have not been taught how to raise your vibratory rate, which only by raising your vibratory rate to 7.3, you can actually break the gravitational hold of the planet Earth. The Earth's gravitational hold is very weak compared to the vibratory rate that you can actually produce. I suggest that you begin to start studying Dravalo Melchizedek and also Dr. Malachi York, who is also Melchizedek. His particular book, Malachi York's particular book, would be The Science of Creation and the Science of Healing, particularly the Science of Healing. Dravalo Melchizedek studied his 18-24-28 breath technique on how to form the macabre and transform your physical body into a ship. All right, you have to go into your immortal bodies, which is your throat, your third eye, and your crown chakra. They don't go no higher than the heart chakra, the solar plexus and the heart chakra. But you yourself, you can go higher with those teachings. For them, everything is about getting to the heart chakra, being able to show some type of love. And this is needed for them, even though that is still an aspect of the four devils. All right, so I got another joint here. It's called My Aura by Morpheus Jones, my man, Brother Jamal.
Yo, some think it's crazy, some think it's insane. Just because me love it, I'm music from me brain. Can't switch me style, me voice, I can't name. But they still go lost like them think it's a game. Cause me under me control. Me walk on an hour road, so they can't take me soul. Me under me control. They can't switch me vice, me not gonna follow them, no. Me under me control. Walk on an hour road, so them can't take me soul. Me under me control. Them know, cause people come alive when they feel me aura, aura. Can't get this from no other. Come alive when you feel me aura, aura. Bad mind go and won't fuck over. People come alive when they feel me aura, aura. Can't get this from no other. Come alive when you feel me aura, aura. Bad man go and won't fuck over. Here come them brothers, the southwest side. Shine without no diamond or no platinum or diamond. Philly rampage when me voice a rambling. Me no sound like no Simon Theodore no Alvin. Feel this one on the island. Me say the ragamuffin and y'all and lovely and smiling. Bad man no no one get violent. Jaja protective over I and I them. Will me not be throw me fire. Never die down me just get higher and higher. Never look outside to find me sire. They have
under me control. Walk on a narrow road so them can't take me soul. Me under me control. Them can't switch me vibes, me not gonna follow them nowhere. They gap in me aura cause them like me style. They love me conversation and they love me smile. They love me company cause it's worth them while. And when me body stage me hypnotize the crowd. Throw your hands up, they pull strong and proud. Can't no police come and shut me down. No way, no care how many soldiers them around. Me no need security if they come surround. Tell them then and me tell them now. Me lyrics them fi go fuck up in all your town. Let me listen to this city champion sound. Me roots come from the underground and surround. Hey yo, some think it's crazy, some think it's insane. I'm just because me love it, can't build it from me brain. Can't switch the style, my voice and can't see. But they still go lost like them niggas again. Cause me under me control. Me walk on a narrow road so they can't take me soul. Me under me control. They can't switch me vibes, me not gonna follow them, no. Me under me control. Walk on a narrow road so them can't take me soul. Me under me control. Them can't switch me vibes, me not gonna follow them, no. Me become alive when them tell me aura, aura. Can't get this from no water. Come alive. Feel me aura, aura. Bad man go and run back over. People come alive and they feel me aura, aura. Can't get this from no water. Come alive and they feel me aura, aura. Bad man go and run back over.
Right, we're going to the lines. The number that's up is 614. You're on the line. You're on the air. What's your question?
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Hey, Brother Morgan. How you feeling, family?
Odell, God. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. I just got to say this right off the top, man. This is bananas how this is working out, man. How divine order, divine power is in control, man, because you just played the Immortal Technique joint before this one. Called Modern Day Slavery, and we just finished our show topic for October, and one of our shows is talking about, you know what I'm saying, slavery of the 21st century in the prison system. And not only that, man, to take it even further, man, this week, my show this week is based off of music. We playing real authentic hip-hop because we're going to be doing a live show at Ohio State University because Rob Parsley, a Jack Lake preacher here in Columbus, is debating Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz, head of the New Black Panther Party. So we're going to be at the debate giving live updates and playing this raw hip-hop, which you've been playing the last 2 weeks, man. And all this stuff has been planned months in advance, brother. So it's just crazy how we are all on the right page and doing the right things at the right time, man. So I just wanted to say that, man. It's just amazing stuff.
Appreciate that, God. You know, all right, for those that don't know, this is my man, Brother Morgan. Tell everybody about your radio blog, God, and hit them up and tell them what they need to do to get you.
Yeah, we on every Sunday, man, from 6 to 8. Come check us out. You know what I'm saying? The Insightful Hour with Brother Insight. We have Brother Aleem, who's a regular contributor to the show. He drops in once or twice a month. You know what I mean? Sitter Duke of Tears, you know, Dr. Kaba, Walter Williams was on this past Sunday talking about his two books, The Historical Origins of Christianity and Islam. And the most important thing we got going on, I was just telling your queen earlier, man, we opening up a school. People talk. I heard you talking about revolution as well, about being revolutionary. And what we're about to do here in Columbus is revolutionary.
No doubt.
Revolutionary ain't always about taking out guns and trying to go fight, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they got more guns than we do. Let's just be 100. So
right.
We're being revolutionary.
The revolutionize that mind.
Absolutely. And that's what we're doing, fam. We're taking this revolution to a different level. And with the help of the great brother Marcus Klein from Chicago, my hometown, at Freedom Home Academy, he's going to be lecturing here this Saturday. And he's helping us launch our own homeschool, which will be opening this spring of 2012. This is our launch. We're going to have a whole bunch of parents with their children coming out, letting them see how Marcus and his son get down, showing them the curriculum, and then basically getting their information and letting them know, look, this same type of education will be here in Columbus in about 3 or 4 months. So, you know, get on board. So we asking anybody in Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, or anybody that you know in this area, man, come out Saturday at 3 o'clock at the King Arts Complex, man. This is about our babies. This ain't about us. This ain't about, you know what I'm saying, what we need to do. It's about what we need to do for our children. And Marcus is going to be here with his son to help us launch this school, because that's revolutionary when we take our children's education into our own hands and stop killing them, sending them to the killing fields every day, which is these public schools.
That's the truth of the matter. All right,
yeah.
Y'all heard it. All right, support Brother Insight, my man Morgan. Support Brother Marcus Klein and his school. And listen to what he just finished saying. They're getting ready to revolutionize the minds of the masses, the children. You know, they're getting ready to open up a school. You know, what else could be more phenomenal than that? Is to take the curriculum back into our hands, the history, the truth, our legacy, our heritage, back into our hands. Not to be told that we are just slaves in two pages in a science, science book, in a history book, or to be told that only leader that we had was Martin Luther the King, So these are the things in which that we have to realize. No doubt. All right. Thanks, Brother Insight. Appreciate you, God.
All right. Thank you, family. I'll holler at you on the queen, man. Y'all be blessed and have a good show, man.
All right. Thanks. Peace.
All right. Peace and blessings.
All right. We have caller 313. You're on the line. You're on the air. Caller 313. Peace.
Peace and love, bro.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Your phone breaking up a little bit.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can, yes.
Peace and love. What's going on, Brother Aline? This is Tamir from Detroit.
Greetings. Peace, God. How you doing?
I'm good. How's Kadir?
Oh, we're doing good.
Well, I didn't catch the whole show, but I did want to make a comment. Concerning the brothers and sisters that's in that life and in that particular industry, the role model thing of how the youth is looking up to them because they think they got this high financial status, that's just not true. For all the money that Jay-Z or Diddy or any of them have made, the people who control them, if they want them missing or that wealth or that fame or that money missing tomorrow, it can happen. Period.
Right.
Period, and people need to wake up and realize that.
Oof. No doubt.
That's really all I wanted to say, because I know that's predominantly the reason that, the people in my area in Detroit look up to these little rappers, hip hop artists, whatever you want to call them, is because they think they financially set, and that's a fantasy. That's a bull.
Well, that definitely is the case, and if people don't say that rappers have influence, then you might want to ask yourself why your child got his pants hanging off his ass if the rappers don't have influence, because that's a fact that's been around now for at least 20 years. Just because they got the skinny jeans on and they still sagging don't mean anything. The sagging thing came from out of the prison system, in which that is symbolic to easy access, and the rappers started doing that back in the mid-90s with the sagging, and the pants hanging off the ass. So, if it's not the influence, then look around you and see how influential rap music is, hip-hop is, and we just have to ask ourselves, is it being ushered in negatively or is it being ushered in positively? We'll let y'all determine that. So we won't get into all of that. But you've been listening to the show, then what we've been dropping on. And if you can debut it, then please feel free in order to get online and cause some controversy. All right, thanks, Sister Tamara. Appreciate you, Goddess.
Peace.
All right, we got caller 718. You're on the line. Caller 718, you're on the line.
Peace, God. Bless up, Brother Aline Bay.
Yes, it
much is. Respect. This is Rudra LSD Shiver. I'm calling from Brooklyn, Flatbush.
Yeah.
And I'm a music artist as well. And I'm also putting out a lot of positive stuff to keep, you know, influencing and uplifting the youths around me, because I'm in the area where they got Blood, Crip, Latin King, a whole bunch of stuff. And I come from that area, and I'm dealing with a lot of science. And the thing is, the science that they deal with has to deal with the realness, and they might not know about it. But with this whole hip-hop thing, I mean, they really got us in a headlock, because ever since P. Diddy got his reality show, and I know what's been going on before him, but ever since he got his reality show, now it's like when artists are going to get signed, the record labels don't even have to sit there and try to persuade you to be a pimp or a hoe or a gangster or a fake gangster in the video, because P. Diddy's show is already showing you, look, you got to be a hoe, or the Making a Band show, you know, or you got to learn how to dance and all of this stuff. So now they're taking out the soul out of hip-hop. In my days, I'm 32. And in my days, I just remember it was a time that you could actually spit some nice poetic lyrics, and you might be able to get signed or played. But nowadays, you got to do all of this break dance. And I keep telling people that the way that they got the world in a headlock, hip-hop is going to be like Justin Bieber in the next 3 years. It's changing. It's really going to be Justin Bieber in the next 3 to 5 years. And my cousin is DJ Clue, and he does, I mean, I have nothing bad to say about him, but he doesn't look out for me. And, you know, me and him talk about things like this all day, and he knows it's coming. And the way I see it is, I'm like, why don't you put out some information? You know, why don't you tell one of your artists to put something valuable out there? Because, I mean, it's in a headlock. I'm in Brooklyn. People are worshiping Jay-Z, and Jay-Z hasn't done nothing for Brooklyn. He goes to Marcy Projects with Oprah, but he's across the street. He's not inside Marcy Projects. You know what I mean? Like, I live in Ebbets-Field housing, and there's plenty of artists that mention that name and still don't come over here and love, you know. And and one question before I go, how do you feel, or what are your thoughts on as far as who do we trust and who do we not trust as far as in the hip hop game? Because I know not everybody that throws up certain signs are Illuminati, but I know there's certain people that do throw up signs are puppets, you know. Because I don't want to say that, you know, I don't want to put. Because I know Immortal Technique is the truth. Sons of Man, Hellraiser, they're the truth. But then sometimes we might look at a Lupe Fiasco, you know, and then just certain things. Because the way I see TV, they really have it on lock, like COINTELPRO technology. Because we could watch the news and we'll see Roseanne Barr. And I forgot the other guy's name, but Roseanne Barr and some other white dude. Arguing on the news show. But basically what they're saying, certain things to make us agree, certain things that are real, but the solution, they always point us back to a certain place. I listen to Al Sharpton on the radio talking about like the music is messing up the youth's minds. They got us killing each other and selling drugs and all this other stuff, but then he refers us back to the church. You understand what I'm saying? So I understand the technology in that. So how do you feel about the whole, like, who do we trust, who we shouldn't trust, and feel that the Prodigy letter about Jay-Z kind of helping to trying to help Jacob York and the COINTELPRO take down the master teacher, Dr. York. Do you feel that letter is truthful? And if it's not, because if it's truthful, that means that the people should already know, like, we shouldn't trust Jay-Z.
According to Prodigy, that letter was real. He wrote that.
Okay.
According to him. And this is why he did this song. You know, I don't know if you ever heard it. It's called Black Devils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it.
Well, that's the reason why he did that song. You know, is because of some of the things in which that was happening in the industry. So you said, who can you trust? The only one that I can know of right now that I've had contact with is probably African Bambaataa, because he actually is a student of Dr. York.
Yes.
You know, as far as in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? But if you notice, he threw up the sign, which they did call Baphomet, but he got that sign from George Clinton. who throws that sign up, you know, when he was with the Funkadelics in Parliament, you know.
Yeah.
But what did that sign really mean? Because, I mean, that actually is also symbolic to the head of Anubis or Ampu.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, what one might say is Baphomet, that actually is Ampu. But Ampu is being seen as the angel of death. Because in the scene of the soul scene, or what is called the well, it's also called the resurrection scene, it's also been referred to as the judgment scene. But in the judgment scene, for lack of a better term, you will see Ampu near the scales of balance of Mayat. You know,
yeah.
Which that was symbolic to him ushering in Ani, which is the soul before Osor, you know.
Yep.
So, I mean, all of these symbolisms is ancient Egyptian once again. You can't go nowhere outside of the symbolism of the ancient Egyptians. Freemasonry is based on ancient Egyptian, period. So anything that the European does, if you go back and look at it in ancient Egypt, you have the accurate perception, regardless of what they state that it is, regardless of what they claim that it is. Because we know that their Freemasonry goes back to Egypt, you know. So it's just about who else can you trust? Like you said, members of the Wu, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who's really into the information, really into the knowledge, you know. Like you said, the Sons of Man, Keller Army. You know, cats who are conscious, immortal technique. I mean, who's been spitting up for consciousness? You know, the laws of the lost children of Babylon.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, who's been spitting real stuff for years. No radio play. Just straight underground. You know? And they've been doing it and still doing it and got tours from doing it. You know what I'm saying? And they're touring. You know, they're doing all types of things, but yet they're still underground. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, shoot, look at Jay Electronica. You know, he signed, you know what I'm saying, you know, with Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, look at him. He's still underground, really.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean,
Do you think they're using him?
It's possible. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? I can't get into what's going on. I can just look at what has happened. Now, what's going on, in a sense, can always be perception or can be perceptionalized. You know, it can be conceptualized. You know, we can come up with a perception or a concept, you know, and say, okay, well, this what this is, you know. But, you know, will he allow for himself to be? That's the question.
That's true.
You know,
and based on
the information that he's been dropping, that would be a no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but once again, it goes to who we refer to as sellouts. You don't really sell your soul in the sense of what they are talking about, but you do sell your integrity, your pride, your honesty, in order to have fame and fortune. And hence become a channel for the muse or for those beings in which they're supposed to give you the concepts for the music. And I know that one sister told me, who was in Hollywood, she had to get out of Hollywood because there were so many spirits coming to her, talking to her, trying to get her to make the oath. You know, for example, if you say, I do anything, if this is the mind state that you have, if you say, I would do anything to get in the industry, well, guess what's going to happen? Those beings are going to come to you in order to usher you into a particular position in order to be able to get to where you want to be at. And in the process,
that's
you have
true.
To make blood sacrifices for them to do so.
Yep.
You have to make some type of sacrifice, whether it's of yourself or someone else. Okay?
That's true.
And of yourself, once again, this is where we get these rappers going to jail for a day and for a year and a day. Where that came from? Little Kim went to jail for, supposedly was going to go to jail for a year and a day. T.I. was going to go to jail for a year and a day.
Little Wayne.
Yeah, for a year and a day. What the hell is this? What is that?
1-1.
And you know what?
That's that 9/11 shit over again. That's the same type of thing being done over again. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so that's their sacrifice, was having to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, they had to take a portion of their life and to work or be able to do whatever they had to do inside of that system. You know what I'm saying? So they might not have to necessarily do a blood sacrifice because they already did a sacrifice in themselves. And here T.I. is getting ready to get another 10 months in jail because of the recent thing with him and his wife in Atlanta, Georgia. Having ecstasy and weed in the car. So that was his violation probation. He violated his probation. So he ended up getting another 10 months. You know, so these
that's
are all
crazy.
The things that's going on. So we just have to be aware, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Symbolic. You know, we have to know symbolism.
I agree.
Yeah, so we just have to know, all of these things, you know. But I appreciate you, Ak, for calling in. And we're going to get back to the music. And like you said, we're going to play another Immortal Technique joint. This is my man Diabolik, and Immortal Technique is called Front Lines.
Forget what you knew. Welcome to the motherfucking battlefield. I two-step with Lucifer, and ever since I started dancing, I walked a fine line between Einstein and Charles Manson. Starved as famine with my stomach growling, like someone shouting 100,000 times louder than thunder pounding. Fuck around and I'll punch your mouth in. I'm king of the mountain with my life in this project like it's public housing. Counting on the fact I firebomb entire songs and won't stop till the world's inside my palm like Viacom. Diabolik, I'll supply the higher wattage via fiber optic wire till you acquire some kind of knowledge. Cause life made me grow wild. As an old timer's hot-headed like the Ghost Rider behind a slow driver, soul survivor, flowing live is second nature. So don't test, it's best to save your breath like respirators. I throw a punch at your ribs that gives your lungs asthma and hash. You're pouring out your guts faster than Dutch masters. Drunk bastard, past the point of no return, like Denzel tricking Ethan Hawke into smoking sherm. Judgment overturned, holding court like Mordecai. Immortalized when I make statues bleed and portraits cry. I'll go to war for mine, rebel army, guard the border. I'm in the trenches barking orders like I'm Sergeant Slaughter. Pray to Jesus, H for mercy and plead your case. Cause on the front lines, you're dead the second that you see my face.
This is the front line, this is the dead zone. Barely alive or in a box inside you head home. This is the front line, this is the life that I chose. I thought I told you motherfuckers to lock and load. This is the front line, this is the dead zone. Barely alive or in a box inside you head home. This is the front line, this is the life that I chose. I thought I told you motherfuckers to lock and load. They said that the success of my music was theoretic, but my revenge is sweet enough to murder diabetics. Eugenics, Procter & Gamble, credit racial science. Couldn't produce a more aggressive intellectual giant. Nephilim, bury him with the bullets left in him. My heart is blacker than the children of Thomas Jefferson, blacker than back in the days of the tar and feathering. A cancerous endocrine, the eagle-ass American, the hatchet and the sticks, the fascist emblem. You could call it conspiracy theory, I don't give a motherfucker. You could get your motherfucker. National security is a cold word for cover up. Hold that down. I look at character. Never let the color get to you. I got white revolutionaries like Muslims in Chechnya. Percussion dumping like the Russian mafia over you. But even they know what it's like when you fighting for Svobodas or whether Slavic or Islamic. Vodka, gin tonic, drunken fantasies of cool sun. But here's the grim logic. You niggas wanna play industry and start to be rich until they fuck you for millions. Like Paul McCartney's bitch. My lions live inside a box. Like Jumanji, six niggas that'll stab you up like Indira Gandhi. So never desecrate the space on which I meditate. My thoughts rip through tank armored metal plates and start to resonate to the spot where Moses caused the sea to separate. The place that the prophet Muhammad started to levitate. The exact moment that Jesus throne set awake. And Sid Harder became the Buddha that regenerates. Half of all over, but I bring it home colder than dead soldiers. Soul controller, holder of knowledge, but fuck Dianetics. I'm like the whole lot. This is the front line, this is the dead zone. Barely alive or in a box, that's how you head home. This is the front line, this is the life that I chose. I thought I told you motherfuckers to lock and load. This is the front line, this is the dead zone. Barely alive or in a box, that's how you head home. This is the front line, this is the life that I chose. I thought I told you motherfuckers to lock and load.
Yeah, motherfucker.
portal sectic, diabolic. This is the front line, the people first one time. 32 and a little something. 33 degrees, motherfucker. Go home and figure it out.
Naga people,
You're the serpentine fire people, the masters of this energy at the base chakra, who can raise that energy up without too much of a problem, because you have activated pineal glands. For those that have calcified pineal glands or who is called third eye blind, then they run the risk of raising the kundalini. And if it strikes the kundalini Shiva, what happens is they can spontaneous human combust. So if they can, that is what's going on. So this is the reason why the ancients, who was the kundalini yoga masters and so forth, always warn the people about raising the kundalini energy. They weren't per se speaking about the nagas, who's the masters of it. They was talking about more so the individuals who did not have or possessed as much melanin content, or who ran the risk of having calcification in the pineal gland. According to African Biological Psychiatry by Dr. Richard King, 5 to 15% of African people have pineal gland calcification, 20 to 35 Asians, and 60 to 80% Europeans. So being that they had the highest calcified pineal calcification, it was really talking about them being warned about not raising the kundalini energy up because of that possibility. However, there are particular sounds to help those who have pineal calcifications. One of the sounds is is the Tho sound, T-H-O-H. That's one of the sounds. You'll feel lightheaded, you'll feel dizzy, you'll feel probably have headaches, migraines possibly, depending on how much the degree of calcification is, but those are some of the symptoms. All right? Being that you've been, the people have been eating this type of diet, you just finished hearing it in, Pharaoh March, when he just finished saying that, you know, his mom couldn't afford whole foods, you know, to eat organic. So she called her food soul food, you know, when she prayed over it. You know, so that's what's going on in our community still to this day. So it's real simple. You know, based on the, you know, foods, 98% of the food in the supermarkets are genetically altered. So that means if they are genetically altered, that means that they are gene-altering organisms that is tampering with your DNA, your light codes. And more than likely, they are locking it down so that you will not get the transmissions from your ancestral communications from your ancestors who are within you as well as also outside of you on the ionosphere, in the ionosphere, which is about 62 miles to 3,000 miles up into the sky, hence what is called heaven. Get the Unk book, and this goes into depths about it, and this is what is going on. So, in closing, what we get ready to do is play some more music, and we appreciate y'all listening to us, and we're going to head on out with some of the Lost Children of Babylon.
When we speed up the course of molecules, we get energy. And since we are all basically just a mass of molecules, what does our brain send out to all the other parts of the body?
Lungs and exhale through my nostrils, and then separate my spirit tools from my physical shell while releasing the breath of everlasting life, connecting my pituitary gland to my thyroid gland, which connects and inserts within my pineal gland, superimposing my veritary gland, opening the placenta, sit inside the crown center of the Bruta Rupa, iron belt, the entrance to the sun.
one, draw the soul for the essence, the seven seas. She's sitting in the center of my solar plexus. The emanate from the center point of my chest. You know the Amenta, which has correspondence with the Medusa and Oblongata. Imploding like a lotus flower, revitalizing my pranayana. We're unleashing my level next from my cerebral cortex to apex, which enables me to harness gracefully to open up a massive, miraculous specimen of a vortex. Linking my etheric trying to fall to the universal intelligence matrix. Hurricane sits on my shoulder, peg leg pirate, nicknamed Osiris. Move his cold autographs, but the staff of the Mahdi Muhammad Ahmed, still of the prophet, new optic architect, select commit for the sculpture. Vulture suits on my canteen, last seen in Heliopolis, fracture, took off, look off in his face. Cycle of life disrupted, abducted by the seminal generals, filled with chemicals, ejaculate reptilian. Louder, face resembles Bowser, phallus exposed, hand chose by Yahweh, Zabway is my front lawn, forms in the game, chest hairs curled with pearls, written by Melchizedek skeleton, extra melanin, in my wallet composites, if I don't ask you, I see more if your ox may not be headed, ready when you scroll number 147, heaven is Orion, the new Mount Zion, the mind of Judah lies under the Bermuda Triangle, in California for your mystery God. I exist at the bottom of the list, 144,000 chosen, dwell at the North Pole, waiting for the chance to land with camcorders, order of the Essenes, peeing on the Tree of Life. My twin brother was prenatal, the return of Cain and Abel, unicorns in the stable, uniforms of a halo, swing low, sweet pickle bus, tickle up, pink panther, answer the question and give us a confession that you don't know, Reverend Preacher's Trichnology. The Bible is the devil's autobiography, choreography, resembles pornography. Raise the staff to call for now, at the swing of the sundial, sing for miles away. Fade to horoscope through one eye, the third planet from the sun. Day of the gathering, shattering ignorance, celebrate New Duma. Declaration of innocence before the next Peru of the tribunal. As we exhibit the entrance to the stargate, before it's travel in the beyond time and space. And embrace the face of the universe as we exhibit the entrance to the story.
The essence is serving God and all the new forces is to attain the state of unity, that is, to understand that all your physical and mental powers and your essential being depend on the divine elements within. You are simply a channel to the divine essence.
There's a war on between heaven and hell, and you are on the front lines. What war? The only war. Earth is the battlefield, human souls the prize. Just the way it's always been.
While in the seventh state of slumber, I release seven thunders from the tear. I throw the Akin ray and walk for 70. In 6 million days, to resurrect through seven transitions of death, I unveil seven plagues to uphold seven prophecies in the form of Nostradamus. Predict the as beholder, the children of Shu'alahu was born through seven celestial wounds from the seven heavens. A 5-5-2003 AD in the lunar law game, in the fifth point and the month of May, when the planet Earth will position itself. Perfect day and the location of revolution by the astrological interpretation of the Bulgarian calendar and line up with the seven and the planets and then the stargate and what you refer to as heaven. The great vortex will reopen, behold and watch as the sad dunes of the Sahara Desert will rise. The heavens will part, the power should be unleashed from Rasul Haru Fahuti. And now the seventh angel who had the seventh trumpet made ready to blow. And I saw in the right hand of him who is seated upon a stone with a scroll written within it, and on the back of it, it was sealed with seven seals. God unveils, conceals, and reveals, and fulfills the prophecy of apocalyptic, prophetic, catastrophic, and geographic destruction. So who is worthy to open the relic and break its seals? No one. And when they were broken, the four corners of the earth spheres formed flat, and out of the heavens dark clouds departed, and 24 of the elders appeared from the seven stratospheres, visions of seas, lakes, and streams, rivers of human souls soaking their spitter toes and molting hot boiling blood. Seven flag floods, seven folds of sin is what they are trapped in. I appear unto them a deadable sevenfold, seven is emerald gold, nine to the ninth power is what they shall behold as I unfold the scroll. While in the seventh state of slumber, I release seven thunders from the tear. I feel the Akin ray and walk for 70 and 6 million days to resurrect through seven strands.
love and properties in the form of not the diamonds. To take the eyes, behold the intention of she will offer you what's going through. Seven celestial wounds from the seven
look and behold and take hold. Through the sign of twin God in way. One guards the south pole, the other guards the north pole. Havoc begins when these polarities are separated can win. I look to the heavens, dark clouds formed around the sun, making it become black as she glows. The full moon became light unto blood. This side of the whole universal pattern, and you shall perish with it. The unrighteous, the skies become thick with holes in it because of the depletion of the ozone layer. The look cellular, so organic soil, scorching the ocean floor.
I love to see the spread rapidly.
Out of the curve coming from poisonous reef fungus, polluting the water, growing deformity, alien bacteria in the scene. Sea life begins to die, water becomes seven down. Seven state of slumber, I release seven thunders from the tear. I feel the entombed ring and walk for 7 days. It takes me in days to resurrect through seven transitions of death. I entail seven plagues to uphold seven properties in the form of not the dominant. To take the eyes, behold the intention of what you will offer, what's going through.
He's the return of the Yamasi, guided by the Anunnaki Elohim, supreme beyond Riskians from the 12th planet, who landed assuming the position of humans. Tune into the Igigi, who see me in electromagnetic current etheric sequence. My defense mechanism is the biorhythm of eight, which create a state of tranquility. And amidst the 144,000 Allahum, Kafund, and Aridu, the return of the Nubian Islamic Hebrews, Gabardino around my neck connects to Met to the inner sun, which spun to the direction of Betum Re. Healings from the hem of his garb in his arms, stretches forth to the lost and now found in the rock mound. As Chief Marco Castle in the form of Osel, and Mutu and Chemish, running forth to replenish the image of Ilium in tune with Middle Sea. I flee the earth to work along ice and under, to seek pundas upon the Amalite, to smite the troglodytes. We fight the 3 degrees who've been slaves since the days of Pinky, who made a bond with the beams from Pakyan. I walk through Kush, wearing the red tar bush, with a gold castle. I enter the castle of the Palashi, passing the Wabian charms to alarm the chosen people. The evil created by Hilal, we shall corral the multitude beyond mood of vibration to create an illustration of the ethics of creation. Waiting for the shams to land, while you wait for the year 2000 when a computer shuts down. Not a sound will be made except in Germany when a witch named Anna Blavatsky, headed by the Theosophical Society, it'll be Darrow versus the Tarot, Pharaoh versus Moses, Novus Ordo Seclorum, the form of the Illuminati.
Like my flow magical, got you on another vibe. And every time you hear my voice, no remorse for suckers who get evicted by the lyrics that spit. It's a habit that's gotta be fed. And it's tragic, this is sit and not receive. Before it's too late, the state of hip hop is a state of mind. If a jam is hot, you rewind. That's why the blood stays on the mind. Check your status to the lyrical apparatus. Will have you out of breath. The depth of my talent keeps this scene on balance. As they all get balanced, trying to figure out what's next. It's just a bill of the bus. Not body parts, but the flow dark. The art information dispersed without a curse. Dropping every verse.
Of Yeshua you HaMashiach resonated, that it is already written. The door from Exum will perish and then diminish within the flames of the phoenix. Behold, Masha Adam of Khalifa, Elusha, Messiah, with attribute as the Alani, Mohayadin, Zorakai of the Alam Green, Palmstone, Crystal Virgin, bearer of the double edged sword of Alanda, here in the depths of Inadel, Shibala, in our dark light, the nucleus of the Akasha, the Akarin, explorers from the vast. Desert of Nuba, I am Dar Masahara, Koreans, explorers from the vast desert, Desert of Nuba, Mashiach of Queen Sheba, to all blasphemers and Kappa, they shall recite the Kaliba, they begin to check the Mataka, La Ila, Hala, and the Lord, they separate the soul of blessing of the Akhmet, Pelopis, Rasulallah, they shall receive the breath of Yahuwah, I'm a
revealed to all those who claim to be Mu'min. Muhammad is what's hidden within the Kaaba. 359 idols of the moon deity Dinah. In the scripture, interpreting the seventh chapter in the year 2003 AD. It's a planetary alignment. It's with the eyes you'll see. So open your eyes and you shall see.
You shall see. Star Wars, speech rolls from all four. Guard halls and flu garage escape this little car. That's the farm, looking like the book of life flows. He's appeared to Joseph in a dream state. Started clean state, moved to Iraq. It was danger for the strange in the manger. Change your ways, follow the sun rays on Monday. Day 10, build a playpen. Myrrh, frankincense, and 30 shekels of gold. Three souls, rode the globe, follow the star. Place a scroll in a hollowest jar, spar with Satan. In Ramadan, we honor John, son of Zebedee, heavily caucus by Hosan. Lit a map, find where we at, land of the pierced tongues. I remove my eardrums, replace the bongos. Monotone, I roam, shine stone, recite a poem, he critique the beat. Took a seat, began to speak, remove your cleats. The street is holy, as what he told me, boldly he spoke. Dagger and cloak, reaching his coat, off in the smoke, coughing slim from his throat. Cold man with a cold hand, rolling jackass on the back path, Sudan backstrap. He who laughs, asks the question, which direction is up? He plucked the rose, just suppose another grows in the same place. But it ain't the same shape, would it be the same fate? See you at heaven's gate. He took his last breath, soul moved to Damascus, caught up in a rapture.
As I transcend celestial deserts in search of an oasis, vanishing dreams to lay the fundamental basis. My soul chases opposite dimensional spaces, material worlds, it's erases. I see a thousand faces as I look into the perpetual sea. A million children follow me into the molecular structure of infinity, and instantly we bind. Find ourselves growing inside the cosmic axis of the lotus as it starts to divide. Multiply by four, the four corners start to soar into the 16 attributes of the Ami. Present door, which contains the court of balance. When upset, contains silence and violence. Ignorance and science, hatred to alliance. Walk the thin line between allegiance and defiance. Between the role model and the kid who magnify hands. Combine with Shiva as we start to do the dance. With the fiery lance, destroying corruption. To make way for the eruption of the new age. Dive into the destruction of the blank page. Eliminate the atoms of the steel cage and do away with age. And do away with age.
Chosen as the omnipresent, supreme, ultimate deity. Widespread influence of spiritual gravity. Sources and forces of spiritual power. Travel the super universe in unison. And then cooperation. Plans of mortal ascension. Ancient commission. Walk on waters near the eternal isle of paradise. Twice sacrifice. Celestial trinity form. Metaphysic assembly. Trinitized. Ambassadors. Those high in authority. Masters of philosophy, Shadrach, evolute, and combine energy, mind, and matter. Prophets laced in cloaks of gold and jasper. One strike disaster. Blood flood, hemoglobin, EBE probing. Left and right brain hemispheres. Shedding tears for the sake of the saved years. Of the coming sun cycle, Tritons, serpents, trap within. Dream spirals lurk among rivals that hide, they despise. Telling victim is lies, the harder they try. Starts to backfire so they can't retire. Back to the lab, study they tasks and diagrams. Become a living lamb like I am.
Holy are you, holy are you. There is no God but you. There is no God but you.
I need to talk to y'all for a minute.
Praise be the Lord.
Get serious for a minute.
Holy are you.
Why they call me the God MC, the lyricist. Trace this staff to the roots from Genesis. The world wonder, still standing like pyramids. Design so vivid, every brick it got a story to tell. My mind flow different like a hieroglyphic. Mind prolific, infinite, like mathematics. The first language to add that and add graphic. Go ahead, info let the fly flow, it's the gospel. Life's new man, you roll, so watch close. and with Michelangelo or Pablo Picasso. The way to show you the cosmos and vibe flow. Even my lyrical metaphysical, what this is do is help you get to your spiritual pinnacle. You find your mind too far fetched, but it's a fathom. I bring the dark into the light, split the atom. It's like watching a Big Bang Theory emerge. I take titles, spawn them to a billion birds. They want a clear view. When the father's in the darkest corner, get the universe to a corner near you. A barrel and ghetto a barrel, stay flamed up, Fort Knox. Modern day King Tut, rap tight, rap like I've been preserved in time. Spit the holy water to touch it and turn it to wine. This is gold. So we fell from paradise to holy hell. Probably descendants of the Holy Grail. Another part of history they won't reveal. Time to only tell. You waited for judgment. It came in the form of a dove in a game to create its own position. It's blood in my vein. The chemical is identical. We one of the same. With seven letters in all three of my government names. Walk on water. Nah, neither to Jesus. It's a parable to make followers and readers believers. From Egypt to Budapest. Rock him as the truest left. Understand the scriptures like the minister Lewis F. I told you who God is. You ignore me like most of the prophets. Jesus, Solomon, Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad. I told the scholars would fulfill the broken promise. I speak the truth to predict the future like those who promise. Like revelations, I'm hoping my quotes reveal the seven spirits of God when I open the seal. Interpret the Holy Quran. These flows of God that translate to law and decode the Bible. Warn the elders in the mosque, made songs and the laws. The seven churches, the synagogues, it's the Renaissance, in the bronze. Like the Messiah, rocking my laws. About to reveal a bigger secret in time than a God.
Thank you. Trust me, it's only a test.
That home, 21, hold on.